views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Dr. Peggy's whole body approach unravels the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. A former chef turned naturopathic and biological medicine physician, Dr. Parker is an everyday health expert who keeps things practical and achievable. Each week, Dr. Peggy and her guests will share simple solutions that will catapult you toward optimal health and wellness. From recipes to relevant health information, this former chef and medical researcher will lead you through the maze of conflicting information on food allergies, diets, antioxidants, and so much more, as she provides you with simple solutions for your own everyday health. Now, here's your host, Dr. Peggy Parker.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. This is Dr. Peggy Parker, and you are listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health here on WBLQ and Transformation Talk Radio. And I hope you'll stay with me for this final hour of my radio show here on this station. I hope and I trust that everyone had a very blessed holiday filled with lots of opportunities to both feel and demonstrate your gratitude. If you listened last week, you know, I touched on how important that is for creating optimal health. And as you may have heard last Wednesday, today is my final show here on this station. But don't worry, you'll still have access to all my broadcasts on my website, which is simplehealthnetwork.com, or on iTunes. And I've decided to move my show into in a slightly different direction and use the web TV format. I felt like some of my topics that are really important to me to share with you are a little more in-depth, and so they might translate a little better. It might make more sense to use a different format that allows me to show you some photos or illustrations and give you some cooking demonstrations and so much more. So at the end of January, this new format should be up and running on my website. And so it'll be ready for you to tune in each and every week or catch it on a podcast or look at old archived shows on my website. So again, that's simplehealthnetwork.com. So while I'm going to miss the super friendly and amazingly positive energy of my engineer, Brian, I will still be available to you each and every week beginning in January. Now, today I thought we would kind of take a big review of what we've gone over for the last few months since April and make a full circle. So I started out the show in April challenging you to start your own personal transformation, a transformation that would change your life in every possible way, one cell at a time. And every Wednesday since then, I've shared with you some information, some tips, and some strategies that I hoped would help you accomplish just that, a total transformation of your health on every level, your mind, your body, and your spirit. Now, remember we began speaking about the things that I'm most passionate about because I believe that they're the things that can be culprits behind so many illnesses, diseases, and a lot of those nagging little symptoms that you experience every day. So I focused on things like hydration and allergies, particularly food allergies, about digestion and superfoods that help your body function better, as well as ridding both your body and your living spaces of unwanted and harmful chemicals, which all kind of led us to the place where we began to see how each of these aspects can either be building upon one another in a really positive way, where it becomes obvious to everyone, including you, that this course of action has begun to either rebuild or strengthen your health, or it drags you into a downward spiral of ill health. So I want to take a moment and get really clear about something that I actually found a little humorous. When this issue was raised by one of my listeners, she asked that, she wanted to know if I was actually kind of a spiritual person, and thinking that I was just basically looking at these things from a scientific perspective. But I have to tell you that I am a scientist, but I'm also a woman in faith. And I don't actually find them mutually exclusive at all. In fact, I tell my friends in my college that I'm a woman of faith who just happens to be a scientist. Now, I'm not particularly religious, but I am, you know, what I consider to be really spiritual. And I believe that all of these things that we've been talking about tied back into those spiritual components, and going to kind of make our way to that through this hour. So one of the most significant things that I noticed about making the changes in my life that I've shared with you during these last months, and I've also observed these changes in the lives of many of my patients, it's that making these changes, these small changes in the water that you drink, the food that you eat, the things you put on your body, the things you lift, you know, the chemicals you use in your house or get rid of out of your house. I noticed that by making those changes, I have transformed every part of my life. Some of you might recall my kind of personal story that I was a child who was both kind of a sturdy kid on one hand, but sickly on the other. I grew up on a farm where we milked cows and raised wheat, and that was pretty common among most farmers in South Dakota in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. So it was kind of part of my normal diet to drink milk from those cows, to make some, you know, fresh cheeses, and to eat a lot of bread. We used chemical fertilizers and pesticides and herbicides on our crops that we fed to our cows. In fact, when we were kids, the DDT trucks would come to spray to keep the mosquito population down a little, and we would run through it like it was a fog machine. My dad used to say that his most prolific crop was growing hybrid mosquitoes that were the size of small birds. That's really, if you've ever lived in the Plains States, South Dakota, North Dakota, Nebraska, you know that those mosquitoes can be really problematic. So I believe that it was this combination of the diet that I had, all the chemicals that I was introduced to my entire life, the fact that I was a bottle-fed baby rather than a breast-fed baby, and the fact that both of my parents smoked. I believe that it was this combination of things, along with the daily stressors of this life, that created both the cancers and the heart disease that took my parents at young ages. My mom was only 59, and my dad was just about to turn 65. And I'm a few years too young to have been a real hippie, but I, at a very young age, kind of adopted that alternative way of thinking about food, looking for things that were more natural, that didn't have sugar, that, you know, were the granola sort of style things of the day. I also was really interested in alternative medicine from a young age and had a really positive outlook on life. In fact, I have a friend who told me once when I was in my early 30s, he said, you know, Peggy, you are not, when life gives you lemons, you're not satisfied to just make lemonade. You make lemon meringue pie. Just commenting on my positive outlook on life. But despite all of that, health still eluded me. You know, no matter how hard I tried, I was plagued since early childhood with kidney and bladder problems, with thyroid issues, and cancer by the age of 23. I believe that all of these issues could be tied back into the fact that I you know, that I was exposed to the chemicals, that we lived a fairly, you know, we did a lot of work. We worked a lot. That we had a life that wasn't as relaxing as it might have been. But more than that, I was eating a diet, a constant diet of things that I didn't know that I was allergic to. So once I discovered that I was allergic to wheat and to cow's milk, that was a big eye-opener for me. And so I embarked on this whole way new way of eating, new way of cooking. And for those of you who you might recall that I used to be a chef in Dallas for many years before I became a doctor. And so it was this passion of mine about helping my patients find better ways to eat when they found out that they were allergic to wheat or dairy or eggs or, you know, corn, the multitude of things, you know, the more common allergens, that led me to begin designing recipes. I think I told you back a few months ago that I didn't even know that I was allergic to these things, but I had patients who had been diagnosed as being allergic to them, to wheat and to dairy, and I couldn't get them to stay faithful on their diet. So I made this pledge with them that said, well, you know, I'm not allergic, so I don't need to follow this diet, but just to demonstrate my solidarity, I won't have any wheat and I won't have any dairy for the next 3 months, and during that time, I will create recipes for you to make your life more enjoyable. And that's how my cookbook was born. It's also how I discovered that I had these allergies, because once I started eating them again, I was in a world of hurt. So, you know, it's one of those things that you never know exactly how you're going to find some of the answers to your own health issues. But just by trying to be helpful to my patients, I accomplished two things. I figured out that I needed to avoid those things as well. And it started me on the path of writing these recipes that everyone could enjoy. Because I used to be a chef, and because I know about the chemistry behind cooking and some things like that, it was easier for me to begin to create recipes, to redesign recipes that would make them allergy friendly. And that's how my cookbook, OMG, That's Allergy Free, was born. And for those of you who haven't heard about my cookbook, you can find it on my website or on Amazon.com. And again, the name of it is OMG, That's Allergy Free. And along with that cookbook, I started a blog, a healthy eating blog, and you can find it at www.omgallergyfree.com. Well, it's time for us to take our first break. And for those of you who are listening who might have some questions, I want to leave you with the number before we go to commercial break so that you can call in and ask any questions that you might have. The number is 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. And we'll be back in just a few moments after some messages.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, That's Allergy Free.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine,
chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. For today, we're kind of taking this radio show from the beginnings back in April through now. We're kind of taking it full circle. And before the break, I gave you the phone numbers. If you'd like to call in and ask a question or leave a comment, you can call in at 800-930-2819. Or if you're listening on the via the computer on Transformation Talk Radio, that you'll find an instant feedback portion on the right-hand side of your screen, and you can type and a message into me, and I will receive it right away. Now, before the break, we were talking a little bit about some of the about my personal story and some of the things that I think are really behind a transformation in your own life. And so I was talking to you a little bit about growing up on the farm and eating foods I was allergic to. And, you know, it created a problem for me in that by the age of 23, I had my first bout of cancer. And so, as I mentioned, you know, I was a super positive person. I had, you know, I was really into more alternative lifestyles in terms of, you know, being all natural as much as, you know, was available back in the 70s. And so I, you know, it was really surprising to me when I developed cancer. The one thing I will say is that it didn't really scare me. I knew that I would get over it. I think it bothered the rest of the people in my life more than it did me. But one of the things that I know that was partially behind that cancer was my food allergies, the chemicals that I'd been exposed to, but this other thing that we now know about called oxidation, and we're going to talk about that, you know, as the hour goes along, because I think this is such an important topic. So, you know, even after I changed my diet and got rid of all of the wheat and dairy out of my diet, cow's milk out of my diet, I was already a physician by that time, and I did a lot of continuing education, went to a lot of seminars, and at these seminars I was learning different kinds of testing techniques so I could help my patients more, but in order to learn them, we would do these tests on one another, and so it was always really disheartening to me that among all the people in my class, despite the fact that I ate a virtually perfect diet, that I juice fasted about half of the year, that I was doing detox all the time, that I, you know, was trying to address everything possible, that I was the person in the class that always had, if not the worst, in the top five worst tests in the entire class. You know, my blood work, my, you know, whatever it was, my lymphatic system, my whatever was always really terrible. And I really could never quite understand why. It was so important to me to be healthy, and I worked at it really hard, and yet it seemed to continue to elude me. And in about 2000, 1999, I guess, I opened a health spa. It was an inpatient clinic in North Idaho, and in outside of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, that where people could come and stay for up to 8 weeks at a time. And during that 8 weeks, we would, you know, I would do health assessments when they first got there, and then every week after that, they were on a really rigid program for their diet. They were mostly juice fasting. They were in treatment all day long from fairly early in the morning with rising with a hyperbaric oxygen chamber treatment, all the way through treatments all through the day and into the evening. And I saw that my patients were getting somewhat better, and I was really happy with the progress. They weren't moving along as fast as I'd like, but I was seeing people who had been kind of written off by the medical community and even alternative medical community as being, you know, not knowing what to do with them. Each one of these people was regaining their life at some rate, and I was really encouraged by that. And I was working really hard. And so I was working so hard that I wasn't taking care of all aspects of my own life. And one of those was that I wasn't watching the record keeping closely enough. So it gave my office manager the opportunity to embezzle about $250,000, which was, of course, enough to cause me to have to move into bankruptcy and close my spa. And at that time, I just thought that was the worst thing that could ever happen. How would I just kept wondering, how am I going to help people now? Because once I lost I was 30 years old when my mom died of cancer of the liver, and I was 33 when my father died of a massive heart attack, and he'd also had cancer. These things bothered me so much, especially my mother's cancer, that I had made this pledge that I just didn't want to see anyone else ever have to go through that kind of suffering. It was so troubling to watch someone you love go through so much distress. And so I wondered, you know, I thought, well, you know, now once I opened the spa, I was like, well, now I'm really accomplishing that goal. And when I had to close it, I was just heartbroken because I didn't know how I would ever be able to help people again. And that stress was enough that I began to really suffer from some significant health challenges. And it took several months, about 2.5 months, before the doctors could figure out what was wrong with me. And one day, I just kept getting sicker and sicker, and one day I had this pain in my shoulder blade. I'm like, oh, I know what that is. That's referred pain from my gallbladder. So I went to the doctor, and when they tried to remove my gallbladder, they found that it was gangrenous. When they touched it, it just disintegrated. And so with this gangrene in my body, you know, got sent home, even without antibiotics, which was kind of crazy. It was the one time when I probably would have been willing to take them. And I just kept being sick. I was trying all of my biological medicine tricks, my naturopathic medicine tricks, and I just wasn't getting better. And a friend told me about ionized water, and I promptly dismissed it because in my biological medicine training, we were told a lot about ionized water, and I just didn't like it. I didn't like how it tasted. I didn't see my patients or myself getting any better, so I kept dismissing her until one day she told me that a man was coming from Japan to do a little talk on ionized water. So I thought, well, what do I have to lose? I really needed a miracle. I didn't think this was going to be it. But I tell people I was optimistically skeptical about the ionized water, but I went, and during that three-hour lecture, I drank 4 16-ounce glasses of this water, and all my symptoms disappeared. So I knew this was something really important. And I couldn't quite figure out what was going on and why I would experience such a marked difference in my health in such a short period of time. So I went home, I thought about it, I went back the next week, I bought a machine, and I started testing some of my former patients and some friends just to see what would happen. And the results were so remarkable that I knew I had found that thing, and that all the concern I had about losing the spa, all of those things, I could put all of that aside because I now knew that I had found something that was really going to help people in ways that I would have never been able to help them in the past. And so I just started researching and researching, and as you probably know, I'm still researching and researching. If you're interested in finding out what I'm doing for research, you can go onto my my website, which is simplehealthnetwork.com, and over on the left-hand side, there's a little column, and if you push research or donate, you'll be taken to a link of a little video that's talking about ionized water and my research and my discovery, but I'm going to kind of fill you in on it anyway. But if you watch the video, I think you'll find it a little more maybe understandable. So, you know, the really interesting thing that was happening is that I kept getting better and better and better and better and better and better, and all the things that had been nagging me, symptoms that had been nagging me, a little arthritis in my index fingers and my thumbs, some low back pain, just chronic constipation, the whole thing, all these things that had been nagging me and nagging me and nagging me for years, they were all going away one by one. In fact, I had gotten so sick with the surgery that I have always had super thick hair, almost all my hair. I mean, my hair was so thin that you could see my scalp. And after drinking the water and using some of the water to wash my hair, in just about a two-month period of time, I had tons of hair again. Now, my hair grows really fast, and these were short sprouts, but you could see exactly how much hair was coming back in. It was remarkable. So I just kept being astounded and trying to figure out why this water was doing this, like what was responsible for it. And I think that it was because I used to be a chef that this idea struck me one day while I was sitting at my desk. It was as though a light bulb went off. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I think I got it. I think that the cells in our body, all those membranes, we have about 100 trillion cells in our body, and every one of those cells has something in common in that they have a cell membrane, and that all those cell membranes are made out of this dual layer of fats called the phospholipid bilayer. And I was thinking about the fat that occurs on your vent fan in your kitchen and how that oxidized fat when you open a bottle of rancid oil and that's all thick and sticky. And I was thinking that, oh my gosh, I got it. I understand now what's happening. I understand now that this oxidation is happening to these cell membranes, and that as we're drinking this water, those cell membranes are changing. I could see that in the test that I was performing. I just wasn't putting two and two together until that moment where I realized that it was not the pH of the water that was making a difference. Because everybody kept talking about pH, kept talking about pH, kept talking about pH. I realized that it was antioxidants that were being produced in the water that were making the difference. That these antioxidants were changing things rapidly. It was reversing the oxidation on those cell membranes, allowing those cells to begin to be functional again. Well, I see that it's time for us to take a break, next commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a little more about this and kind of keep on winding our way back around to full circle. So just stay tuned, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible. to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Hi, everybody. You're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health with Dr. Peggy Parker here on WBLQ and Transformation Talk Radio. I want to give you the phone number one more time if you'd like to call in and ask a question about the subjects that we're talking about. It's 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. Or you can send me an instant message if you're listening via your computer on Transformation Talk Radio. Over on the right-hand side, you'll see that there's an instant feedback screen, and you can feel free to type in a question or a comment, and I'll get it right away. Before the break, I was explaining this whole situation that happened to me where I got really sick and found out that my gallbladder was diseased and actually was gangrenous, and I wasn't getting well, and I tried this ionized water, and I had some really remarkable results, and my patients had really remarkable results, and I was just, you know, in awe and in shock over the kinds of things that I was seeing, and just started researching from the moment I got a unit and until now. I'm still researching. And I really believe that it is the most foundational thing that you can do for your health to drink high-quality ionized water. Now, I don't sell anything. I don't sell a machine. I'm not associated with any particular company. I am really just about doing the research and providing the general public with information, because I believe that this is the way for you to start your own true transformation, and that's what this radio show is all about, is taking you back to the very first show back in April that I did about how to create your own transformation. And through the months, I've been leading you along this path of various ways to change your body, to change your mind, and to change your whole life. And so, you know, I've been really giving you some information about how it changed me, and we're going to get into that a little bit further in this segment, so I hope that you'll stay put. So I want you to understand some really basic things about ionized water, which will help you understand why it's so powerful. If you've not ever heard of ionized water and you get on the internet and you Google it, you're going to find a lot of stuff. You're going to find some websites that will actually show you a demonstration where they put little drops in water. They'll show you some things like that. So they're demonstrating that the water is very alkaline. Well, unfortunately, that really has very little to do with the real benefits of ionized water. So most of the stuff that you're going to find out on the internet is really not, it's not so scientifically accurate, and it's not really the point of what's going on, which is what I discovered through the last 8 years of studying ionized water. So what I found early on was something that I kind of feel is really remarkable. As I was mentioning to you, you have about 100 trillion cells in your body, and every one of those cells has a membrane that's made out of two layers of fat, a phospholipid bilayer is called. And it's supposed to let oxygen in freely, it's supposed to let water in freely, and it's supposed to let carbon dioxide out freely. And then all the rest of the substances are kind of regulated by different channels or receptor sites, that kind of thing. So it's those proteins that are embedded in that fatty membrane that control the rest of the nutrients coming in, all the substances, the hormones, that kind of thing, coming into the cell or being released from the cell. But what's really important to remember is that cell membrane is supposed to be what I call selectively permeable. So it, like I said, it lets the oxygen in freely, it lets the carbon dioxide out freely, it lets the water in freely. But we have, if you listen to Dr. Oz or to any health shows or read magazines, you know that oxidation is kind of a big thing. Back in early 2005, when I was really doing all this initial research, wasn't really much available on the concept of oxidation. But it's like a lot of other things, you know, when it starts to get into one person's consciousness, it's because it's kind of stirring up everywhere in the world. And so I believe that all of these things in my life, these things transpired at just the right time to get me into a place where I would be able to get enough understanding about what was going on that I could share it with people. So what I realized is that free radicals are really just any atom or molecule that's lost one or more electrons. And so they bombard our body from all kinds of things, from everything from air, polluted air and water, to foods that we eat, and even our own cellular processes create some levels of oxidation in our body. And so by creating these free radicals. And so really what free radicals are doing is scavenging our tissues to find a donor electron, something that it can steal to make itself complete again. And some of these free radicals are really very powerful and so strong that they can really cause a lot of damage in the body. And so when we see a weak area in the body, and your cell membranes are one of those weak areas because fats easily oxidize. So as these free radicals bombard the cell, because I don't know if I remember to tell you this, but every single one of those 100 trillion cells in your body are bombarded by about 10,000 free radicals every day. And so this free radical damage can start to create a problem. And when enough cells have been damaged, we start to see some tissue changes or organ changes, and that's where we really see disease processes get started. And, you know, couple that with, you know, the chemical fertilizers, the chemical pesticides, all those things that you've been exposed to that are really high in free radicals, we start to see things really break down. So what I realized about this water was that it was not really about the pH. It was really about the antioxidants that were being produced in the water. And so as you're drinking this water, as I was drinking the water, as my patients were drinking the water, we began to see a dramatic change in the rates of oxidation on their cell membranes. And I could see this by using a particular piece of test equipment in my office where I was checking their blood, their urine, and their saliva, and I was seeing these rates of oxidation reduced remarkably. And I was seeing people with issues, health issues, that my other medical colleagues could never really get a handle on, things like fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue and irritable bowel syndrome, some of those things that are really tough to get a handle on using traditional medicine, Western medicine. I was seeing these people get better in weeks, not months, but they were getting better in days and in weeks. And then over the months, you know, you'd see continued progress. These things were so astounding to me that I just had to keep on studying. I had to keep on researching to figure it out. Well, I understood that there were antioxidants in the water, but I couldn't figure out where in the heck these antioxidants, what was responsible for them. In fact, I actually misspoke at one point after consulting with a chemist who said, oh, it's the OH negative. Well, that's not actually true, although now you'll find that everywhere on the Internet because they copied what I said, even though I retracted that statement a long time ago. It doesn't seem to ever get changed out there, so you want to know that little part of what I said wasn't quite accurate. And what became accurate is that one of my colleagues in Idaho walked in my office one day and said, oh my gosh, now I know how this works. This machine works a lot like a hydrogen fuel cell. This is how it's being created. It's the hydrogen that's the answer here. So what happens is that when you're using a high quality water ionizer, the water passes through an electrical field and it breaks the H2 up into OH negative and H, which is just hydrogen. And just like in hydrogen fuel cell technology, in the presence of platinum, hydrogen releases its electrons. Well, remember that I said that free radicals, all we had to do to quench the free radicals was to give them an electron? So what happens in ionized water is that all of these electrons are free floating in the water. You drink the water and those free radicals now have a multitude of free electrons available to quench these really bad free radicals. And this is how we're seeing this remarkable change in people's states, rates of oxidation in literally days or hours, weeks, months, years. We're seeing dramatic changes. It was so remarkable to me because remember I said that early on when I was going to all these seminars, my test results were always so bad. After drinking this water, mine were always in the top of the best test. Hadn't changed anything else except my water. Well, I don't know how the time flies by so fast, but it's already time again for another break for our sponsors' messages. Please be sure and listen to them. They are so much good information in these sponsor messages, and I will be back in just a few minutes to wrap this up. Thanks, everybody.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free!
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hi everyone, we're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, where today we're kind of bringing this whole topic of hydration and food allergies and ionized water and nutrients and spirituality all back into full circle. Right before the break, I was talking about the fact that I discovered this really interesting thing that was going on in my test results as well as the test results of my patients, including some of the more challenging health issues like fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue and a lot of viral infections and even things like diabetes and heart disease, cancer, all kinds of things were being affected and changed. And I realized that it was because this water, these ionizing units really worked a lot like a hydrogen fuel cell. And in the way that they split up the water and in this way they split the water, it created a lot of antioxidants in the form of what I believe are free electrons. It seems to be the only plausible explanation behind what's happening. I'm in the midst of putting together a clinical trial study to demonstrate how this water works and why it works. And I would really invite you to go to my website, which is simplehealthnetwork.com, and you'll be able to get connected to a little video that explains what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And as I mentioned a little earlier in the show today, the thing that has driven me, that drove me to become a doctor, that drove me to, you know, this impassioned and empowered me to find these kinds of sources to help people, were really the loss of my mother at such an early age and the fact that I had cancer both when I was 23 and then again at 45. And so it was my passion to figure out how to make myself healthier, how to keep the world healthier, and how to stop this needless suffering and death that was all around me. And so this was really, you know, it became an all-consuming passion. And finding the slaughter through what was a seeming tragedy, the loss of my health spa, the loss of my health seemed like an insurmountable obstacle that, you know, it just seemed senseless. But in the end, it was exactly what I needed. I was in the right place at the right time to be introduced to something that I believe that is so foundational, so groundbreakingly amazing, that will truly transform the lives of people around the world one glass of water at a time. And it's not just about your physical health, although that's where it generally starts. It's also about your spiritual health and your emotional health. I noticed soon after drinking this water that things that used to really bug me before, you know, just really get under my skin, really don't bother me anymore. They really don't bother me anymore. I'm telling you, they really don't bother me anymore. It's amazing. And I know that part of that can be just, you know, getting more mellow with age, but it was such a remarkable change that it set me wondering why that happened. And I was reminded of a book that I had read several years earlier by Dr. Candace Pert. I mentioned on last week's show, I believe, that Dr. Pert was a NIH research scientist back in the 1980s, and she was looking for a cure for AIDS. And as it happens with lots of scientific discovery, sometimes you find things you weren't really looking for. And what she found in all of her research is that every one of those 100 trillion cells in your body has receptor sites for emotions. Well, it is my theory that when you have these cells, that these cell membranes have gotten all thick and sticky, and oxidation has damaged the receptor sites and damaged the cell membrane, that what happens is that those emotions that have been attached get stuck. Because it was my experience that I really wanted to let go of things. I wanted things to be different. But I could never seem to get unstuck. And it wasn't until I started drinking this water that all kinds of things got unstuck for me. Emotional things, spiritual things. I believe that this water has the power to transform, partially because if you followed any of the Modo's work on water crystals, when this ionized water has been frozen and analyzed, the water crystals look very much like those water crystals that are formed when exposed to the words love or compassion. So imagine flooding yourself with the energy of love and compassion every single day. That's bound to do something, right? Sorry, it's me really emotional to talk about this, because I believe that this is part of what transforms us. This is part of the value of drinking this water. This is part of the value of sharing this with other people. This is why I've been such an impassioned researcher of this water, and it's why I am so passionate about getting this clinical trial study done, so that I can take this information to the public by writing books, by doing lectures, by doing some traveling, to be able to share this amazing news with more and more people with the backing of a scientific study. So I do invite you to go. Full disclosure, it is a fundraising video, and I do appreciate donations of any size, because, you know, together we can accomplish so much more than we can by ourselves. And at this point in time, I really need the help of everyone to bring this study out into the world in a much bigger way. So again, you can find that on my website, simplehealthnetwork.com. Well, it is, so I hope that you see how these things all build on each other, from the changes you make in your diet that reduce the histamines, that reduce the oxidative stress that's happening when you eat foods you're allergic to. By eliminating that, you eliminate one layer of oxidation. By eliminating the chemicals in your body care products, your health, you know, your beauty care products, and in your home, you reduce yet another layer of oxidation. And by drinking this ionized water, this high-quality ionized water, you begin to flood your system with the antioxidants necessary to make a true transformation. So I know that it's time for me to wind up now and to come to a close. And so I want to take a moment before we close today to thank my sponsors, especially TryTheWaterFree.com. If you haven't taken advantage of trying ionized water yet, please give them, look them up on the internet, TryTheWaterFree.com. Give them a call. Try the water. Try the water. I also want to thank my engineer who has been such an amazing help and made my job so much easier and so much more pleasant through the months, Brian Sullivan. And I want to thank each and every one of you who have faithfully tuned in every Wednesday. I've had a wonderful time. This has been an amazing opportunity. I thank you so much. I thank Transformation Talk Radio for, you know, giving me this opportunity. And one of the great things I walk away with was knowing that this is something that I am actually really good at and really do enjoy. And I look forward to serving you in an even greater capacity in the new year on Simple Health Network. So this being my last show, I want to say goodbye one final time, and I hope that you have a much healthier, happier week, and try that water free. I will talk to you again in January. Bye, everyone.
You've been listening to The Dr. Peggy Show. Simple Solutions for Everyday Health offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Tune in each week, Wednesday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com to find out how to unravel the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, that's allergy free? That's SimpleHealthNetwork.com. And check out her blog, OMGAllergyFree.com, and on Facebook at Simple Health Network. Tune in next week for another groundbreaking show with Dr. Peggy Parker.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone. This is Cosmic Connections with Madeline. This is Madeline Gerwig.
This is Saskia Roel. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. This is Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Alive and Shine with Advent Savitri.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Epchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Lineweaver, and you are listening to Dialogue Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ.